Harley?
Yeah.
Did you call me?
Yeah.
How are you?
I called at 1:30.
Yeah. I haven't been to the office. I just got back. I've been to a meeting over at the mansion.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to get this public works bill out. And insofar as civil functions are concerned, I got that through. I got TVA through. But we're having trouble with reclamation. Udall is trying to, on unbudgeted items, he testified the other day, he's trying to get a line built, with which is unbudgeted, to reach from Bonneville Power facilities on to the California line, and from there the public, privately owned power companies were carried on to Southern California. And I understand that there's quite a lot of opposition to that. And then there's another line that's to go through the desert without any connections whatever, and that's going to cost almost $750 million. That has no budget estimates, and my fear, Lennon, is this, that if the power from the north, northwestern part of the state, is the country, I mean, is sent to the southwestern part, you're going to soon have demands for steam power there in order to produce enough of it. And I believe that before any budget estimates are sent up, that careful study ought to be given to that. Otherwise, the cost may be a good deal more than we anticipate.
All right, I'll do that before I send any budget estimate up.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep her under the budget in your bill?
How's that?
Are you going to stay under the budget in your bill?
No. There may be a few million dollars, as usual, you know. It won't be too much, but it's going to be to take care of projects that I think we ought to take care of, particularly in the flood control areas. You know, some states have been well taken care of, whereas others haven't. And why that is, I don't know. It's a usual method, I guess. But it won't be too much, Linda. Now, there's another...
What are you doing to John McClellan?
What's that?
Are you helping John McClellan?
I've been carrying a load for him since for 2-3 days now, and I'm going to get through tomorrow.
How much are you going to add for him?
We'll take off. I think we'll probably take some off of that.
Off of John McClellan?
Yeah. That is, no. Oh, excuse me, I thought you meant his committee.
No, I'm talking about his... Arkansas.
Oh, I see. Well,
Here's in Bob Kerr's budget.
Yes, about 10 million.
You're going to add 10?
Well, that's what's going, yeah, just about.
What'll that give him total?
It'll give him around, about 28 million, as I remember. I mean, 80 some odd million, as I remember.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the exact figures now, Lyndon. But the point is this: what he wants, of course, if he doesn't get it, and I've looked into this matter very carefully, and if we don't provide that money, the same work will cost a good deal more. If it's delayed a year, it'll cost you more than you're now trying to add in order to make it possible to keep the program on target, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my belief that ought to be done, and that's one of the items in which we're at, and in which I've recommended, but that is, the subcommittee hasn't met yet. As you know, I usually get with the clerk and work on it for a few days, and I've already done all of that, and nobody knows what I've added. You're the first one I tell to that I've added this extra 10 million.
Yeah.
And by the addition of that, Lyndon, it's my belief that we'll save probably 12 to 15 million on the final cost of this program, maybe more.
Well, he's coming to see me tomorrow to talk to me, hoping I'll be fired, and I've always found him a good, fair, reasonable man.
Yeah, very solid.
And me and you kind of got an obligation to look after him, so I'll look at it mighty carefully, and I hope that I hope that what you say is correct. I don't know why in the hell
Well, you see what happened, Lyndon, was this. What your budget director did was to turn over to the engineers, as they usually do, a certain amount. Now, you fit that in wherever you want. And of course, the cutback made on other projects would result in losses also, but not so much as is the case with the Arkansas River and the tributaries. Now, between you and me, and strictly between us, I didn't tell McClellan this, but we might be able to cut back about 5 from what I've recommended, but that will complete it only up to Little Rock, but the upstream could be probably delayed at some loss, but not very much. You see, in other words, the target date is to complete by 1970 or 71 the building of these locks. And if it's delayed at 1 year, it'll mean an additional cost when you do build them of probably $15 million more than if you built it now. You understand?
Yeah.
And it'll be my recommendation to the committee that we provide not only for the navigation up to Little Rock, but upstream also in the Kerr District. And I think it would be a very, very good investment.
All right. Okay.
Now, I'm being hounded about the Tennessee Valley Authority. We spend $50 million there every year in addition to what they borrow to construct steam plants and this and that. Now, I don't know why in the heck it is that the Interior Department or somebody is giving advice there to add 110,000 more acres of ground, some of which is now selling for $500 to $700 an acre in order to make a park out there. We've got the Rocky Mount Park. We've got in that area over 100,000 acres of ground, and I don't see any earthly reason why any more should be added.
Is that in the budget?
What's that?
Is that a budgeted item?
Oh, it's a budgeted item for $6 million, but if the land sells for as much as we've got evidence to show that others sold in that area, why, you'll never get it for $12 million. That's what they say the whole thing will cost, and I know it won't. This will just be a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyndon, listen, we have there now, in the possession of the federal government, over 100,000 acres of ground. Now, why add more? We've got enough there to build a park to satisfy everybody, and then you've got the Smoky Park that's not far away, and as you know, at every place where we build a dam, we have we set aside a lot of land as well as water, water in order to have recreation facilities for everybody. And we've got that scattered all over the country. And why add this extra one? I just can't see. And the people in that area are raising hell about selling their land. They fear that there might be suits to buy it from them, through force. And I know of my own knowledge that a good deal of that land has sold for as much as $600 and $700 an acre, and it's going up in value. And it strikes me that if you leave that to those people, that they'll make a little on, and then we're not going to be burdened in the future by having to pay the taxes of certain counties in which this land lies. You get the idea?
Yeah.
And it would seem to me that that ought to be eliminated. I know that Gore is going to probably go after you and several others, but in my own judgment, with 100,000 acres that they now have, they have ample land in order to create the size park they should have. Well, how's everything going with you?
Pretty good, Alan. I thought you made an awful good statement in the paper Sunday.
Well, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I hope that my constituency follows through with it.
Well, you're a good man, and you're a good legislator, and you're a good friend, and I've got to come up and got to go out and eat some of your food pretty soon.
Well, there's another subject I want to talk to you about. I'm not going to do it now, but it's in regard to REA. I can show you why we can save a lot of money there if we don't listen to these public power people who want to, let the government carry the load.
Call me anytime you want to.
Yes, well, Lyndon, anytime that you have anytime, I just like to sit with you and just talk about a few things, like South Vietnam and other places where I've been, and maybe you don't know the whole story there, and I'd like to share it with you.
Fine, I'd love to. I'll give you a ring.
Well, give me a ring whenever you're ready.
I will.
Goodbye.